And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Neil Barnard is the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He's a faculty member of the George Washington University School of Medicine and a founding member of the Whole Foods Medical Advisory Board. His book, one of them is a New York Times bestseller, 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart, and the USA Today bestseller, Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. His latest book is called Power Foods for the Brain, Dr. Neil Barnard, and it's published by Grand Central Publishing. Thank you for coming on and spending some time with us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike will get way more specific on the book in a second, but generally, what is the mission of this latest book, Power Foods for the Brain?
Well, those of us who have seen family members gradually lose their memory and become cognitively just not the persons that they were, most of us really thought that was a one-way street and that was part of growing older. Well, now I want to show the evidence that that's really a disease process, just like heart disease or others, and that we can change it and we can prevent it based on choices that we make, especially regarding food, also regarding exercise, and the time to start is now.
Okay, let's get to the nuts and bolts, and here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
Well, one of the analogies I love that you used in this book, Dr. Barnard, was, and I'm going to call you, although Neil and I know each other, I'm still going to call him by the B-A-R-N-A-R-D, so you know how to buy the book. It's Power Foods for the Brain, and it is a wonderful book. One of the analogies you used was the Beatles. Can you expand on that? I thought it was such a great analogy at the beginning.
Well, thank you. You know, the Beatles were very talented, but sort of driven by adolescent energy and all over the place, and really not at all successful there playing in Liverpool. And what they needed was a manager, and that was Brian Epstein, who guided them. He didn't try to veto them. He just tried to get them polished and organized, and that led to tremendous success. And in 1967, when Brian Epstein suddenly died, the band just lapsed again into the organization and fairly soon fell apart. And the analogy, of course, is that we all have energy and drives and things we want to do, but we have a manager also, and that's in the brain. And when that management function starts to erode or starts to die, then any kind of success that we have known, that's basically the end of it. So I wanted to, with that analogy, kick off the idea that what we're trying to do here is a fairly simple thing. Just keep that organizing part of our brain, that neuronal network, to keep it strong for as long as the heart is beating, keep it going well. And research studies have shown that certain eating patterns allow us to do that.
But you have a three-part program. It's not just eating. And that would be probably misleading because, in fact, at least as I rate it, and I'd be interested to compare it, I think the exercise and stress management are at least as important as eating for the brain. Now, you didn't give a relative rate in the book, but you do very well cover exercise and stress.
Yeah, and that's important. They really do work together. And none of this, I think, could have been written 15 years ago. It was in 2003 when the Chicago Health and Aging Project, the researchers from Rush University said, hold on, the people who are avoiding the saturated fat that's in meat, and especially in dairy products like cheese, people who would tend to avoid those fats, their risk of Alzheimer's is cut by two-thirds or even more. And the people who are avoiding the fat that's in donuts and other snack foods, that trans fat that you've talked so much about, if they avoid those things, they do very, very well as well. And there are certain parts of the diet, like the vitamin E that's in nuts or the folate in green leafy vegetables or the vitamin B6 that's in beans and bananas. These things are protective for the brain. And if you put it all together, where I come down is that if we are emphasizing four groups, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans. I throw the animal products out completely. I throw the trans fats out completely. Then you've got the diet part in really good shape. You do need to supplement vitamin B12, which hopefully we'll spend a minute on, and then lace up your sneakers, get your pulse going so the oxygen gets up to the brain, and that can actually reverse some of the brain shrinkage that you would otherwise see as the years go by.
Well, one of the most interesting things in a part of this is the U.S. per capita consumption of cheese. And one of the most interesting parts I find in coaching patients is, in fact, most people don't think of cheese as a saturated fat or as in the same category as red meat, but it really is.
Oh, you know, when the Dietary Guidelines for Americans are published by the federal government, every 5 years, they list where the sources of saturated fat are. And if you add up the sources from dairy, it trumps everything else. That's where kids are getting it. That's where adults are getting it. And let me be clear. Whole milk, the cheese, the yogurt, the ice cream, that's the biggest source of this bad fat, which is bad for the heart, of course. We now have very strong evidence that it's bad for the brain. It's not so hot for your waistline either because it's as fattening as any other. And for my money, you could go to Rome and go into any pizzeria. They will have two or three or four pizzas with no cheese at all. They're covered with artichoke hearts and wild mushrooms and tomatoes and capers and maybe a light tomato sauce. In the United States, people feel like, well, it's not a pizza if it's not smothered with cheese, and that makes us fat, and it's harmful to the brain, according to the best evidence that I have.
And it seems like we're getting more cheese in everything. In other words, I have to be specific, even on my salads. When I order a salad out, please take the blue cheese off, or please don't put the cheese on, and please put the dressing on the side, etc. But that's what we should do, right? I mean, we should take control when we go out to eat.
Absolutely. Back in 1909, when the USDA started tracking what Americans eat, the average person ate less than 4 pounds of cheese in a year. Today, we're at about 34 pounds per person per year. So if you're going through the submarine sandwich line and they say, what kind of meat, what kind of cheese? Say, skip all that stuff. I'm trying to keep my girlish figure. Instead, put on the lettuce and tomatoes and the cucumbers and the spinach and the olives and the hot peppers and the red wine vinegar. They'll toast it for you. It'll be delightful. And without the cheese, then you have no regret.
So let's go through the three parts. The first part is to make sure you get some foods that are healthy for your brain. Make sure you avoid foods that are toxic to your brain. And in addition to saturated fat and trans fat, you were specific about a couple other things that you wanted people to avoid.
Yes. Interestingly enough, metals are a problem. Iron, copper, aluminum. You need a little bit of iron, of course, for red blood cells. You need copper for certain enzymes. But people get too much of these. We get iron from meat, needless to say. Back in the 50s, we thought the more the better. We now know that it's easily too much. Copper is especially found in liver, in some kinds of shellfish, lobster, crabs. It's easy to overdose on these things. And when you look into the brain of a person with Alzheimer's, the beta amyloid plaques that show up as little specks that are destroying the brain cells, they appear to form as a result of the bad fats, aided and abetted by these metals that are getting into the brain. So you want to avoid those things.
And when we come back, we're going to say what you do want. So we'll talk about which vitamins you do want, which supplements, if any, you do want. And we'll also talk about the amount of exercise to do and why, in fact, physical exercise is even more important than brain exercise. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Our guest is Dr. Neil Barnard. He's the author of Power Foods for the Brain. It's published by Grand Central Publishing. You have a question for our guest or Dr. Mike, it's youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Power Foods for the Brain, Dr. Neil Barnard. This is You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen here on Radio MD. Stay well.
Oh. Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.